pants of the football premise. I want the Krabby Patty from your snowball. Just to play that.
Sounds complicated. Who bought that magazine?
Me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, but there's lots of stuff on the piece. Look. Mom, I'm trying to find something to do with you. And you're not allowed to look.
I'm not allowed to look?
No, you're not allowed to look yet. Until I find something near me. I'm just finding something very yummy.
Beanie patties.
No, you're not allowed to say anything.
Oh, right.
And you're not allowed to see. They're looking at something very yummy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why can I not see?
Because.
Because what?
Because you're not allowed.
Oh.
So we just have to wait.
Okay.
And then you can look.
How long do I have to wait?
Because you have to.
But how long do I have to wait?
In 100 minutes.
100 minutes?
Yeah. Oh!
Well, I think I'll go and get my book and read my book then.
But I found something really yummy.
Have you? Can I look now? Should we look at it together? What have you found, Hannah?
Patty ingredients of the Patty cookies.
Oh.
Do you want to see it?
Yes, please.
Do you want to see it mixed and... I'm ready.
Yes.
Look, there it is.
Wow.
Can you see it's got 1, 2, 3, 4?
It looks delicious, doesn't it?
Yeah, can you make those?
We could try, couldn't we? If we get the right ingredients, we can make Patrick style cookies, couldn't we?
Yeah, but you need those.
Yeah.
But do we have those?
We'd have to go and buy some, wouldn't we?
Buy some of those?
Yeah.
Because we don't have any.
We don't. Chocolate.
Mum, can you read it to me? Wait, it's not there yet. Oh, there's Sandy.
Mm.
She's different.
Yeah, SpongeBob looks different as well, doesn't he?
Plankton is really little.
Is he?
Mr. Krabs is really different too, isn't he?
Is he? Is everybody different in the magazine?
Yeah. Look, that's good one too. Look at Gary, he's funny too. And different. Oh, now he's not different and else SpongeBob's not. Can you read it to me? Read it.
Help wanted. Achoo! Today is a big day, Gary. What does Gary say?
Meow.
Look at me. I'm naked. Got to be in top physical condition for today's Gary.
Gary.
Oh, for today, Gary.
Mum.
Yes.
And then I'll be going to be SpongeBob.
Okay then. So he's exercising now, isn't he? He's going. He's doing weights. He's got two cuddly toys at the end of his weight, hasn't he?
Why?
Why? Because he's lifting them to make his muscles big and strong. Poof! Wobble! Squeak! I'm ready. I'm ready. Go, SpongeBob! That's what Patrick is saying, isn't he? Mm. There it is. The finest eating establishment ever established for eating. The Krusty Krab, home of the Krabby Patty. With a help wanted sign in the window. For years I've been dreaming of this moment. I'm going to go in there, march straight at the manager, look him straight in the eye and lay it on the line. And he's looking worried now. He says, I can't do this.
Why?
Because he feels that he's too scared to go in and get a job at the Krusty Krab. Patrick, where do you think you're going? I was just... And Patrick's saying, no, you're not. You're going to go to the Krusty Krab and get that job. And then SpongeBob's saying, I can't. Don't you see? I'm not good enough. And then Patrick says, who's first? Words were, may I take your order? What's the matter, Hannah?
You scratched in me.
I did?
Yeah.
How?
Here.
Oh, sorry, Dan. I didn't mean to. And then Hannah. And then SpongeBob says, mine were. And then Patrick says, who made a spatchet out of toothpicks and wood shop? And SpongeBob says, I did. What's the matter, Hannah? You don't want to read this?
Me, Gary.
All right. I see. You a thirsty girl? Yeah. You a tired girl? Hey, we'll have to get you dressed in a minute, won't we? In your pyjamas that are back to front. Who's got their pyjamas on the wrong way round? Hey?
No, they're not.
They are, because the star's over here. And it should be at the front, shouldn't it? You big silly. What are you? Hey? A big silly. What do you want to do today, Hannah? Oh. Doorbell. Leave it, I think it might be the boys coming back. Hannah. Yeah.
Pretend it's the volcano one. I'm ready. Mrs. Puff, I finally got my driver's license. Only 1,200 words. And Squidward said, who is that getting his driver's license? Me! I'm going to my driver's license and it's going to get more you, one more me, one more you. And every time go, yeah! Oof! Ouch! I guess I run. But now I won't get my driver's license. Ouch! It's not just wind, Bob.
Yeah, he's falling over, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mrs. Puff is the teacher at boating school, isn't she?
And just you and me. Mom, what did he fall on?
It looked like he tripped over a nail, didn't he? In the wood.
On
the floor. Not very good, is it? And he trips over and...
No, yes. Woman, you. Woman, super duper year. And goes to on your mom's driver's license. I'm gonna get more you, one more super. Oh, we haven't got that one.
No, it's a Christmas one, isn't it?
We've got that one. We've got that one. We have not got that one.
Mm. That doggy is reading a SpongeBob magazine, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's silly, isn't it? What's this one? Mm. Look at all those SpongeBob things there. Somebody drew those pictures, didn't they?
All the pictures?
Yeah. It's good, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, but they're not real.
No. I think Jamie could do a picture and send it in. What do you think?
Yeah, but there's no room.
There's no room? No. They might put it in a different magazine.
What?
Jamie's good at drawing, isn't he?
Me too.
Yeah, you are as well, aren't you?
I made a silly one.
Did you?
Yeah. Mine is a silly one. And you laughed.
there's lots of pictures, isn't there?
Oh yeah, right. I've seen that one. That one.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Have you?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Well, I have.
Have you?
Squid. Well, I can't see Mrs. Puff. Can you?
No. Maybe you should draw a picture of Mrs. Puff.
But I'm not good at drawing Mrs. Puff.
Aren't you?
You can help me.
Yeah, Daddy's probably better at helping you because Daddy's good at drawing. Mummy's not very good at drawing.
And you're not.
No.
Because Mum don't play musical statues for one musical bumps.
I don't want to play any of them.
But I want to play musical statues.
But you can't play with one person, Hannah.
We can all play.
You probably need the boys to play that, wouldn't you? Hey?
Mum.
Han?
But it can be a two-player.
No, you need more than two people, Han.
Well?
And Mummy's too tired to play musical statues.
Well, I'm going to play it by myself.
How can you play it by yourself? Hannah, if you're going to play that, then I'm going to go and read my book then.
Don't read your book.
You don't want to play with me?
Yeah. Because I want to play musical statues. But you don't, because you won't be my best friend.
Do we get you dressed?
No.
You want to get dressed?
No.
Do you want to go out somewhere?
No.
Oh. Do you want to go and play in the garden?
No. I don't want to do anything.
Oh. Do you want to sleep?
No.
Do you want to sit on the floor and do nothing?
No.
What do you want to do then?
Play musical statues.
Button. Your hair's very long now, isn't it?
Mom, I'm playing with statues. Mom, I have to stand very still. Mom!
What?
Then I have to tell you to stand very still. Why did you move?
No. I didn't move.
Come on.
Hannah?
I said no.
Right.
Where are we going?
I'm just going to go in my room and read my book. What are you doing? Drinking your drink?
I know where jar is.
You know where what is?
Your drink.
Where?
In your bedroom!
It is. No, you can't bring it in here. It's got coffee in it, you might spill it. You don't want to spill hot coffee, do you?
Will it burn me?
It will, yeah, because it's hot.
Will it burn you?
No.
Does it only burn kids?
Yeah. We have to hold it very, very carefully.
Kids don't hold it very, very carefully. Do you really not?
Well, it's just a bit dangerous for children to carry hot drinks, isn't it?
And it is too dangerous for carrying mummies. And it's too dangerous for they to carry cold drinks. And we have to be very careful.
You do have to be very careful.
We have to be careful with cold water, drink fries, don't we?
Yep.
Be very careful.
That's right.
look.
What is it, darling? Yeah, lots of SpongeBob magazines, isn't it? You were watching Wow Wow Wubsy today, didn't you? Was that a new Wow Wow Wubsy? You've not seen that one?
Which one?
The one you watched this morning. Was it on the beach?
Wow Wow Wubsy. Wilding on the beach.
Mm. What happened? What did they do?
Well, they didn't want to go in the water.
Didn't they?
And when the baby dolphin was stuck, and then it said, Walden, come on, get up, you need to swim in the water. And then he said, I can't swim. But why not? Because I'll drown.
Did he not know how to swim?
No. He doesn't learn his lesson.
Oh.
Mum.
Yeah.
I went in the water, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
I swim with him, but why?
Because you have to learn how, that's how you learn how to swim. You've got to be able to go under the water if you learn how to swim. Do you want to go back to swimming lessons?
No.
You went under the water when we were in Florida, didn't you? Do you remember the swimming pool in our holiday home in Florida?
Yeah.
We went under the water, didn't we?
Well, I wanted to bring my goggles.
Did you?
Yes, I can go under water.
Oh.
I needed that.
Well, we'll take them next time, shall we? What's the matter?
I want to live in Florida.
You want to live in Florida?
Yes, but I want to go back.
Me too.
Who, Mrs. Florida?
Me.
Me.
Do you want to live in Florida?
Yeah.
Do you want to go to school in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be good, wouldn't it? It'd be fun to live there, wouldn't it? You're a thirsty girl, aren't you?
When I live in our home.
Here?
Yeah.
Well, if we live in Florida, they would, wouldn't they? Because we'd have to sell this house and go and buy a new one. We could buy a new house in Florida, couldn't we?
But what happens if someone goes in this room?
Well, it won't be our house anymore because we'd take all the things with us, wouldn't we? If we bought a different house, we'd take everything in our house and put it in the new house, wouldn't we?
Put all this stuff.
Yeah, in the house and in a new house. If we bought a new house, just like you know, Louise. Yeah. Remember, she moved house, didn't she?
And Max
has he got a new house as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He moved house too.
How do you know?
Because I do. All
right.
We've not moved house.
No, we haven't moved house, have we? But if we bought a new house, you take all the things, all your toys, all your clothes and everything, all your furniture, and then you put it in a van and then you move it all to a new house. And then you put all your things in the new house. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
How many storybooks do you bring?
You bring all of them. You bring everything. You don't leave anything behind because they're all your things, aren't they?
Yeah.
So you take everything with you. We take the bed, we take the wardrobe, we take the bookcase, all your toys,
Mom,
all your clothes.
I don't think the wardrobe will fit in a suitcase.
No, but you don't put in a suitcase, do you? Your bed wouldn't fit in a suitcase, would it?
No.
You have to get a really big truck, a really big van, and then you put everything in the van, and that van then takes it to your new house.
Hey, but you have to have a massive one, don't you?
Yeah, you have a very, very big one.
It has to be that big.
Wow, that big?
Yeah.
It'd be bigger than that.
Yeah.
It'd be a very big one. You know, like the big trucks you see on the road sometimes?
Yeah.
You know, when we're driving on the motorway
Yeah.
You have some really, really big trucks. We'd have to get one like that. What are you doing? Are you getting dressed?
No.
What have your arms gone?
They disappeared.
Didn't Mummy should go and get a job at Disney World as well then?
Which job?
Should Mummy go and work at Disney World?
What?
With Mickey Mouse.
Well, how are you going to work with Mickey Mouse? Mum, where's the other hole? There it is.
What are you doing, Hannah?
They're in the wrong ones.
They are, aren't they? You've put your arms in the wrong sleeves, haven't you? A bit twisted up there, aren't you, Hannah?
No, I'm not.
You're all straight now?
Yeah.
Good. Say goodbye to, should we say goodbye to, school here and said we're going to go and live in Florida?
I don't want to live in Florida anymore.
Don't you?
I want to stay here.
Oh, why?
For a very long time.
Why?
Because I don't want to mend this house.
Because you don't want what?
Because I don't want to mend this, because this is our house.
We could buy a new house though, a bigger house. Couldn't we? You could have a bigger bedroom. And we could buy a house with a swimming pool as well. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? You could go swimming in every day, couldn't we? Just like we did on holiday. Would you like that?
No, I don't want to go back. I don't want to live in Florida.
I do.
Well, I don't.
You're going to stay here then?
All by myself.
You need to stay here and the mummy will go live in Florida.
No, you'll never leave me. Mummies can't leave their children.
No, Mummy wouldn't leave you.
No, that wouldn't be very nice to children.
No, it wouldn't, would it? And Mummy would miss you very much as well.
And so someone else, Mum, will look after you. Or Jamie might look after you.
Jamie would look after me?
No, China Minder.
All right.
We'll look after children.
Do you want a childminder?
No. A childminder has to look after children.
That's right, yeah.
If you don't have a mummy.
Well, it's not if you don't have a mummy, it's if your mummy's working. If your mummy and daddy are working, then you have to have a childminder. Childminders look after children when they're going to school, when they come back from school. So. You could have a childminder that takes you to school and then picks you up from school.
Mum?
Yeah?
But what happens if you and Daddy weren't here?
Where would we be?
Florida.
Oh, we wouldn't go without you, Hannah.
I always miss you and you go to Florida without me.
I've never gone to Florida without you, Hannah.
But what happens if you go without me?
I won't go without you. If I go to Florida, you'll be coming with me, darling. I wouldn't leave you behind. I couldn't leave my baby Anna behind, could I?
Mum, some people say they can drive to Florida.
No, you can't drive to Florida, can you?
No, it's too far away. Okay. It's up in the sky.
You have to go in an aeroplane, don't you?
Yeah.
And fly there.
How long do you get there?
9 hours.
9 hours?
Yeah, it takes 9 hours to fly to Florida. You were a very good girl when we went on the plane, weren't you?
Yeah, but my teddy said I have to get off it.
Did he?
No, it's a girl.
Did she?
Yeah.
So you have to get off the plane?
What?
Pardon?
What?
Pardon?
Pardon?
Did your teddy say that you have to get off the plane?
Me?
Mm.
No. She told me to get off it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Why?
She told me lots of times.
Why?
Because.
Why did she want you to get off the plane?
Because she told me to sit somewhere else.
Did she?
Yeah.
You were moving around a lot, weren't you? Hannah, what are you doing to your nails, darling? Don't. Let me help cut. Do you want me to cut your nails?
No.
Don't pull your nails like that. Yeah, you got up and you sat with Mummy, and then you sat with Daddy, and then you sat with Jamie, and then you sat with Adam. Mummy, should Mummy get the nails and cut that hammer? No. I'll get the cutters.
No.
Why?
No.
Make it all tidy.
No.
Cut the boys' hair as well.
Why?
Because their hair's getting long.
Who will cut their hair?
Me.
Are you a childminder?
Am I a childminder? No.
You have to be a childminder.
Why?
To cut hair.
No, you don't. You have to be a hairdresser to cut hair.
Are you a hairdresser?
No, I'm not a hairdresser, but I can cut Daddy's hair and Jamie and Adam's hair, can't I?
Yeah.
Because we have special things called clippers.
Clippers?
Yeah.
What's clippers?
And they cut hair. I couldn't cut your hair.
But
I don't know how to cut girls' hair.
But you know how to cut boys' hair.
Yeah. In fact, we need to go and get your hair cut soon as well, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We have to get Chris to cut your hair. Won't we, Han?
Yeah.
Is your hair getting in your eyes?
No.
No? Is it okay? What are you doing up there?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, that sounds fun. I'll do nothing down here, shall I? Shall we go to sleep, Hannah?
What?
Shall we go to sleep? Or shall we play I Spy?
I Spy.
Okay.
Now let's play hide and seek.
Can I go play hide and seek in your bedroom?
Yeah, you have to hide somewhere in my bedroom.
No.
That counting?
No, Hannah, can't hide in your bedroom.
Why?
Because there's nowhere to hide.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with M.
Elephant.
No, M.
Mrs. Cowman.
No. Is Mrs. Cowman in here?
No.
No.
Yeah, but she does begin with a muff.
She does, that's right. You're very right there.
My turn.
No, you haven't guessed it yet. Muff.
Muff. Dressing gown.
No.
Pajamas.
No, that doesn't have anything with muff. Muff.
Muff. I can't guess.
You can't guess.
Me.
Maisie Mouse.
Oh!
Maisie Mouse.
Mummy, I know what becomes of a mess.
What?
Maisie.
That's right, clever girl.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with. And we have to choose two. I spy with my little eye something beginning with. Three.
Train.
No.
Tiger.
No.
Toothpaste.
No.
I don't know what.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
It's going to be a funny one.
Is it? I can't hear you.
Someone said I have to whisper.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
Just say it.
Room is 25 and you are stinky.
How can you say that?
Because if that begins with it. I'm playing your game.
You're playing your game?
Yeah, this one. Stop opening. Mom.
You can't play it then, can you? Do you want me to open it for you?
Yes, please.
Who are you going to play with?
That.
What?
We have to look at the picture and see where the monster lives. Let's get the monster bit. Because I'm in the monster.
You choose one for me.
Do you want to be red?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So, let's turn it to red like you. We need to get all of these out. Which one did you see again?
Red.
Okay. One red, two red, three red, and I'll be yellow. Okay?
Okay.
Which other I had to go on? Next to you! I'm next to you.
Yay.
I'm next to you.
Put those ones away.
No, because someone else is not playing.
Just the two of us, isn't it?
Yeah, just the two of us. My turn. Six. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6.
You like this game, don't you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Shot in.
5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's me to 9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's the matter?
Going to the toilet.
Again?
Yeah.
You always go to the toilet when we're playing.
Please.
Okay, hold on.
Mom, can you look after this game for me?
Yep.
Please. 4, so. 1. 1, 2, 3, 4. Your turn.
3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Good. 4 again. 1.
No, because it didn't land on me. He's just jumping on my head. 2, 3.
No. 1, 2.
No, 2.
2.
3. 3. 4. That's it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's it.
4.
3. 1, 2, 3.
Mom.
1, 2, 3.
What? You need to move.
No, I want to move that one.
Well, you're not allowed to do two.
There you are.
No, you're not. You're allowed to move one.
1, 2, 3.
2. Ooh. 1, 2. 1.
Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3.
3. So, 1,
Two, three. And then one, two,
three. I'm almost home.
Four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Three. One, two, three. Now which way do I go?
One, two, three.
One, two, three.
That's it.
Now where'd my family go? Where do they go?
Nowhere. One, two, three.
Yeah, but Mama's home, so that's...
No, you need to go in there yet.
Oh.
Go on.
Oh, my...
Six. Why are you doing it again?
Because you told me to get one.
Yeah, but you don't keep on going until you get one. You have to take your turn. You move that one six. I'll do it four now. Do that one four.
One, two, three, four.
And then you can move one of those, can't you? Yeah, move that one. One, two, three, four. Yeah?
Well, I'm almost home.
Yeah, but you can do that one next time. And when you get the number, then you can use that one to get in, can't you? Six. One, two, three, four. Oh, dear. Oh, it got me. Back to the start for me. Right, your turn. You don't want to play anymore?
No.
Okay, fine.
Don't go.
Why?
I don't want
to. What do you want to do, Hannah?
Play something very important.
What?
Don't want to tell you.
Yeah.
Puzzle.
You should get you dressed, Hannah. Get dressed.
La 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 la.
Would you want to wear today, trousers or a dress?
La 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 la.
Hannah.
Blue.
Would you want to wear today, trousers or a dress?
One.
Hannah.
Yes.
Hannah. Talking to you.
What?
Do you want to wear a trousers or a dress?
I'm playing this again.
Okay, will you tell me when you're finished?
What?
Tell me when you're finished.
Okay.
I know where your clothes are. What are you going to wear today? What do you want, a dress or do you want trousers on?
Trousers and a shirt.
Do you? Or do you want to wear a skirt? Do you want a skirt?
No.
Okay, stand up then.
Stop.
Do you want your pink trousers?
Yeah.
Do you want to wear these pink trousers?
Yeah.
Do you want to go out somewhere as well?
I'm going to play in the back garden.
I'm going to play in the back garden.
And blow some bubbles.
Do you?
Mama, I have to change quick.
Okay. I'm trying to find a top for you, Hannah. Why do you have to dress quickly?
Because
what?
So I'm going to use the orange one.
Have you brushed your teeth today? You need to brush your teeth as well when you're dressed, okay?
I did, Mum.
Okay.
I brushed it before.
Have you got any bubble solution left?
Solution?
You haven't put this away, have you, Hannah?
Oh, yeah. I have another box.
The box is there.
Oh, yeah.
Today or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want it with my purple bubble and my pink one.
Okay then.
Want to again.
Okay.
And I'm
your top on.
Whoa, just found a bubble.
I don't know. Wrong one. That's it.
Is this the right one?
Yeah, that one's fine.
Mum?
Yes.
I just found a bubble.
Did you?
Yeah. Where is it coming from, Adam?
Is he making bubbles?
Yeah. Can you see?
I can see, yeah.
Can you see all those bubbles?
I can, yeah.
He's catching them.
Right, come on, let's put your trousers on.
I want to watch him pop them. Adam, blow more bubbles.
He's getting that tiny bubble, isn't he?
Did it pop?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
I guess he's going to make small bubbles, isn't he?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Has it stopped working?
Yeah.
Oh dear. I wonder if the batteries have gone flat.
I don't think the batteries have gone flat.
I think they might have done. It's not good, is it? Oh dear. Come on, put a bit of trousers on and you can go and see what's going on, Hannah.
Mum?
Yeah?
I'll put my bubbles in a minute.
Okay, but let me brush your hair.
And then what?
And you can go outside, can't you? Yeah, you can watch Adam through the window.
But there's no room for me. There's no room.
You know, some of these things, and then there'll be room, won't there?
Mum!
Yeah? What, Han? Hold on, let me just get a brush for your hair, Hannah. Let's brush your hair. Turn around. Look out the window. You like bubbles, don't you?
Yeah. Pop, pop, pop. Let's pop the bubbles. Pop, pop, pop. Pop down low. Pop, pop, pop.
Down, down.
Pop, pop. High. Pop, pop, pop. Down low, pop, 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 pop down up, pop, pop, pop.
There we go. Is your hair all brushed? Look out the window. Where are you going? Socks? You need socks on?
In a minute.
In a minute? No, now. La, Hannah. La, 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 la. Come here, put your socks on, please. Hannah.
Okay, my dear. They're tangled up in a net. I can unknot it.
It's not a net.
Yes, it is.
It's not. That's a string from your Patrick balloon, isn't it? Eh? One socky bear.
One sock. Two socks.
Two socks. That's not how you do it, is it?
No. I know how to do it. Mummy, I know how to do it.
Come on, then.
You just put it like that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that how socks go?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Do you? What happens if I go like that?
No. Do this one. See, that tickles too.
Does it tickle as well?
Which way is it? Is it this way?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very strongy.
Yeah, just let me do it. Let's get some new socks as well, because these ones are getting a bit small for you, aren't they?
Yeah, they're getting a bit smaller.
You've got big feet, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got big girls' feet?
Yeah, I've got... You've got massive feet.
Have I?
Yeah.
You know what? Your feet are almost the same size as Charlotte's. In fact, I think they might be the same size as Charlotte's.
Do you think so?
Yeah. You've got big girl's feet, haven't you? You're a big, tall girl as well, aren't you?
And I'm five.
No, you're not five. You're only just turned four, haven't you? You're not even 4 and 1 month yet, are you? She's such a big girl. And Charlotte's six.
Is she six?
She's almost six. She'll be six in September. When you start school, she'll be six.
And what happens if I finish school? How old will Charlotte be?
Charlotte?
Yeah.
When you finish school?
Yeah.
When you finish school, you'll be 11. Mm-hmm. So I guess Charlotte will be 12 and she'll be almost 13. Mm-hmm. Wow, then you'll be very big girls then, won't you?
Bigger than you?
No, not bigger than me. Well, you might be taller than me. Mightn't you? Because Jamie's 10 and he's almost as tall as Mummy, isn't he? And you're a tall girl as well, aren't you? Hey?
Well, I'm not bigger than you.
No, not now you're not, but you probably will be when you're a bit older. Won't you?
Mum?
Yes, darling?
If Jamie's still 10, and yeah. I'll be 4.
Yeah.
And when I change, I'll be 6. And when I change, I'll be 7. And when I change, I'll be 8.
Mm-hmm.
And when I change, I'll be 9.
Right.
And when I change, I'll be 10!
Wow.
And then what I'll be?
You'll be 10?
Yeah.
You'll be 10?
No. What comes after 10?
Oh, right, 11.
What comes after 11?
12.
What comes after?
What do you think? 13, that's right.
And 9, what comes after 13?
What comes after 13?
16.
Nope.
17.
14.
14.
Oh, let's look at the window. What's going on out the window? What are they doing? You want to sit at the window?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Works now. Whee!
Daddy must have fixed it.
Did he fix it now?
I think so. I think I heard Jamie. Adam bringing it inside the house.
What?
Pardon?
Pardon.
I said, I think I heard Daddy bring it inside the house. Why haven't they got their shoes on?
Well, I don't think. I think they're silly Muppets. There go the bubbles. There they go.
There they go.
I want. Whoa, look at all them floating on the road.
Yeah, going over the fence, aren't they?
Why do they move the fence?
Because the wind is blowing them up over the fence, aren't they?
Is the wind strong?
Probably not, but the bubbles are very light, aren't they? Look, they're going right up past us, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're going over the roof of our house as well. That's a big one there, isn't it?
Mum?
Yeah?
Hey, yeah, but if some go on the bird, what's he doing?
I don't know. He's blowing them, isn't he? Why is he blowing it?
To get something off it. There's two walkie-talkies.
There is, isn't there? Have the boys bought some walkie-talkies, do you think? Your sunflower needs some water as well.
Why?
Because it's probably getting very thirsty because it's not rained for a while now, has it?
No.
I'm just going to get some water for it. How are you going?
I'm getting down.
Oh, you have to get down now. Where are you going? Are you leaving me?
No.
Where are you going then?
Going back out and see what's happening. Mum?
Yeah?
The ones that are like polishing their teeth.
They like polishing their teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Stand up. Your teeth are all nice and sparkly clean now, aren't they? Oh, so pretty.
And then let me see yours. Ooh, a little bit dirty. And a little bit, just a little bit.
I see.
A little bit dirty. A little bit dirty.
Can we tidy up your bedroom? What a mess.
Well, What's a mess?
Did you make this mess?
No.
Stand up.
And just... Now, let's see.
Come on. Bring your magazine. Quiet hand.
No, this is my essay.
This is your essay?
Oh, this is my essay.
Right, stand up. You've been doing some writing, have you?
Yep.
Oh, what's your essay about?
What not to do at a stoplight.
Oh, right, what do you not do at a stoplight?
Stoplight!
What do you not do at a stoplight then?
What not to do at a stoplight? You have to love me.
I have to love you at a stoplight?
Yeah.
I love you all the time, Hannah.
What not to do at a stoplight?
Right, turn around, let me brush your hair.
Your bell.
Sit.
What not to do at a stoplight? Would you not to do? You are going to be so imaginal. Imaginal.
Imaginal?
Yeah, because you have to be imaginal. Whoa!
What?
Look!
What is it? It's a magnifying glass. That's what it looks like.
Mummy?
Yeah?
What are those?
Oh, cooking.
What kind of cooking?
I don't know, they're making something, aren't they? She's got an apron on and she's doing some cooking.
Is that little girl got an apron on?
Yep, she has as well, hasn't she? Some people put aprons on when they're doing cooking so they don't get their clothes all dirty. You know, when you're at nursery,
yeah. You
put aprons on, don't you?
Yeah.
When you're painting, when you're playing water, you put aprons on, don't you?
Mum!
Mum, yeah.
This is a map.
It is a map, isn't it?
Mum.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is my essay.
Is that your essay?
Yeah.
Oh, you have been a busy girl, haven't you?
Yep. I was trying to stick it on all day. What not to do at the stoplight? I know how to do this.
You know how to fold it up, do you?
Yeah, but I don't know how to do it. What not to do at a stoplight? Hey, I know how to do this. No. Mum?
Yes?
Is this what you do?
Yeah, that'll do. Your Fifi magazines haven't come yet, have they? Let's see when they come. I've ordered you some Fifi magazines, Hannah.
What?
I've ordered you some more Fifi magazines. They should come through the post. Hopefully soon.
Soon?
Yeah. The mailman was going to come and deliver them through the letterbox.
Where is our letterbox?
Where is our letterbox? Downstairs. On the door. He pushes them through the door, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And they'll be getting some magazines for you as well.
Yay!
But I don't know when they're going to come. We're waiting for them still, aren't we? Hey?
Mum?
Yes?
Now let's see that essay. This is a big essay, you know. Well, now. I'm trying to write this important essay.
Right.
This is a big essay.
You're going to read it to me?
Mum.
What?
You can't read essays.
You can, because it's lots of writing. That's what essays are.
Well, Mum, promise to see where they live. Promise to see where they live.
Yeah.
Okay. Mum, you have to see where they all live.
So do you not want to go and live in Florida then?
No.
Why?
Okay.
It'll be fun in Florida.
Okay, Mum, I'll come.
Okay, then.
Mum, do you know where Aunt Juliet lives?
She lives... there.
Ooh, good one. Mum, you don't go on the pictures. You have to go on the here.
I don't know where the Pineapple Palace is. Where's Pineapple Palace on the picture? Where is it? I don't know where it is. Do you?
It's far away, I think.
It is, isn't it? Aunt Tulip lives in a pineapple. Who else lives in a pineapple? Somebody else we know lives in a pineapple.
SpongeBob!
That's right.
He lives in a pineapple.
Yeah, he does as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants. Mum?
Yes?
Do you want to play pirates?
Pirates? How do you play pirates?
Do you want to play Pirates of the Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Go on then, how do we play Pirates of the Caribbean?
Do you want me to show you how you play Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
You be the one with the beard.
Right, okay.
So, and I have to be the one who don't have the beard.
Oh, okay then. You mean Elizabeth Swan?
What?
Elizabeth Swan.
Elizabeth Swan?
Yeah, that's what the girl's name is, isn't it? She's called Elizabeth Swan.
Liz?
Yeah.
Oh, just like Liz in Florida.
Yeah, it's just like Auntie Liz. Her name's Elizabeth.
So, let's see where we are going.
Is this our treasure map?
Yeah, this is a... Ooh. Now, let's see where we are. We are here. So, we need to go past our home to get to the island.
Right.
And then, after the island, we just go this way. Then we go up here to get to Stingo's house.
I see.
That's what we need to do. But, when we're at Stingo's house, we just go down. Then, we go to Poppy's market stall. Then, I mean, you have to say arr.
Arr.
Yes.
Do you have a parrot on our shoulder?
I don't have a parrot.
No?
No one has a parrot.
Oh, okay.
And then we need to go to the end of our home. Then, now let's see that important map. Then we need to go to Pirate of Kanda. Do you want to know where the Pirate of Kanda is?
No.
Do you know what Pirate of Kanda is?
No.
I know where it is.
I'm not even sure what you're saying, Hannah.
I'm going to show you where it is. On our treasure map.
Go on then.
It is... Stop touching me. I'm going to show you where it is. Hey-ya! Why did you do that?
That's giving you a sticker.
Let me see where it is.
Hannah, have you banged your face? You know, you've got a little mark there. Does it hurt there?
Let me look in the mirror.
No, it's all right. You're okay. It looks like a little bruise. No, stay here with me.
No.
You can go look at it later.
No.
Come on, we're playing Pirates of the Caribbean, aren't we?
No.
Come here. I've got you.
Yeah. Mum, now what look made me do?
I didn't make you do that. Oh.
Done it.